In Parshas Vayishlach, we read about the reunion between Yaakov and Esav. The Torah describes their dialogue. Esav says to Yaakov, "Yesh li roiv, I have plenty." Later on, Yaakov responds, "Yesh li koil, I have everything." This contrast seems very subtle. So what's the difference between the two? So I'd like to share with you a beautiful idea for Rabbi Akiva Eiger that we can perhaps apply over here as well. In the tefillah that we say while the Kahanim bench us by Birchas Kahanim, we ask Hashem, "V'sitin li l'chol nafshas beisi, please give me and the people of my household our food supply and our sustenance generously." How generously? Just like you gave a piece of bread and an article of clothing to our forefather Yaakov Avinu. In examining this tefillah, there seems to be something very strange with this request. We're asking Hashem for generous panasa, and what is the example that we use as the model for great wealth? Similar to that was provided to Yaakov Avinu, who was given a small slice of bread and a shirt on his back. Why don't we ask for panasa similar to that was given to a wealthy person? Someone like Shlomo HaMelech, or Korach, or Bill Gates. Why is Yaakov being held up as the model and the paradigm of great wealth? So Rabbi Akiva Eiger says something very profound. What Yaakov had was generous sustenance. In fact, what he had was even more valuable than just material wealth. Yaakov had satisfaction. He had contentment. Yaakov's mantra was, "Yesh li koil. I'm happy with whatever material possessions Hashem has given me." In the USA, a person that earns less than $26,000 a year is considered that they're living below the poverty line. However, the reality is, there's a person that can be living below the poverty line, be considered poor by US standards, and still be living a life of joy and fulfillment. On the other hand, a person can be earning millions of dollars a year and they're wallowing in misery. Why is that? Because the bracha of parnasa berevach is never related to a dollar amount. It is based on what satisfies the person. And this is the concept that we pray for by Birchas Kahanim. That we should be satisfied and content, just like Yaakov Avinu was content. Namely, by being happy with whatever we have. And if we can only afford chicken and not a fancy meat board, or water challahs and not the heimish sourdough challahs, then we should be happy with that as well. If we can only afford last year's model iPhone, God forbid, we should be content with that as well. Because wealth is not measured in dollars and cents, but rather by tranquility and contentment. Now perhaps you understand the difference between Esav's Yesh li roiv and Yaakov's Yesh li koil. Esav, even though he had an abundance of power and wealth, he still wasn't satisfied. He said, "I have a lot, but there are people out there that have a lot more than me. They're ranked higher in the Forbes 500, and therefore I'm miserable. I feel inadequate. I feel deficient." However, Yaakov embodied the mid of Yesh li koil. So regardless of his material possessions and his financial and social standing, he was always satisfied. And he said, "Yesh li koil, I have everything that I need." The richest man is not he who has the most, but he who needs the least. And that's essentially the difference between koil and rive. Every morning we recite the bracha Sha'asa li kol tzarki. We thank Hashem for giving us Yaakov Avinu's blessing of koil. We tell Hashem, "Thank you for you gave me all of my needs. How do I know that you fulfilled all of my needs? Because you know what I need. And if you didn't give me the latest model Tesla or a beautiful summer home, then obviously I don't need it. In fact, it might even be detrimental for me." Chazal say when we recite the bracha Sha'asa li kol tzarki, it alludes to our ability to wear shoes. By us wearing shoes, taken from the hide of an animal, we're in essence showing that we dominate over all of creation. They say a story about a man who walked into a shoe store in Eretz Yisrael, and he wants to buy a pair of shoes. And the man behind the counter asks him, "What size shoes do you wear?" "I'm a size 8, he tells him. And the store owner tells him, "You know what? Since I've opened my store, you've been such a loyal customer. I'm going to give you size 12 shoes for the same price as the size 8. On the house, no extra charge." And he looks at the store owner like he's insane. He says, "I appreciate your generous offer, but size 12 doesn't fit me. I need a size 8. Likewise, people daven and ask Hashem, "Please make me as wealthy as my neighbor. God, I also want a sprawling summer home in the mountains and a vacation home in Boca and a self-driving car just like my friends have." And Hashem tells him, "Mein Kind, that's a size 12. That lifestyle doesn't fit you. Abundant wealth is not suitable for you. You need a size 8 lifestyle. You need to live paycheck to paycheck and daven and plead and rely on Hashem every day for your sustenance." We say the bracha Sha'asa li kol tzarki every day to remind ourselves that just like shoes are a unique fit to every person, one person's life is not necessarily a fit for another person. Hashem knows what life is best for us, and He molds and shapes our lives in accordance to what we need to be our most successful selves. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.